Devin, you work as a Robert Wood Johnson Culture of Health leader, and you're focusing on a nonprofit at Lower Brule Research. It's the name of your program. But you're also a science teacher at heart, and this is an experiment that's going to happen next week, where you are going to take part in a high school classroom, right? I'm going to let you talk about this, where you're going to try and break a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, so we've got a Guinness World Record for the largest explosive bubble. And we're actually going to be having Zeke Prado. He is the science teacher at Lower Brule. He's going to be in the classroom next Wednesday at 6 p.m. And we're going to be streaming it live on Facebook as he attempts to break this world record. And so in the lead up to this, I've been kind of working and collaborating with some other people trying to figure out how to do it. How can we make a giant explosive bubble?
And how do you do it?
Well, basically what you do is you can take a normal bubble solution, like you would use to make any kind of bubble, and you, instead of filling it with air, you fill it with some sort of flammable or explosive gas. And so we've been using butane. You just take a butane torch, attach a little hose to it, and use that to kind of blow bubbles that you can light on fire and kind of watch explode.
And student reaction is what?
The students like this one. It's one of my favorite demonstrations to do in class. Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool. And I was really excited when I saw on the Guinness World Record that a Guinness World Record actually exists for this. It's 25 centimeters. And
how big is it?
Yeah,
that
about a is foot? About a foot. About a foot. Yeah, and so I was helping Zeke actually do this demonstration for the kids here a few weeks ago, and his bubbles were getting pretty big. They're getting to about half a foot, three quarters of a foot. And I thought, wow, this is really, we could probably break this record if we put in some time, and kind of thought about how to do it, got some help from some other people. And so that's kind of a little bit of a side project that I've been doing, and kind of doing this as a fundraiser as well for the nonprofit that I run.
Okay. So how are you going to make sure you get your bubble that, I mean, you have to measure it before you explode it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk me through this process.
Oh, well, what I've been doing so far, there isn't a whole lot of information on the Guinness website as to what the stipulations are. But I'm assuming that as long as we get a bubble that's floating in the air right next to it, we'll put, you know, a meter stick or something, and we'll have some cameras going, taking some pictures so that we can kind of look afterwards and double check, see how big the bubble is, and we will explode it, light it on fire, and yeah, hopefully we can blow a bubble that's bigger than 25 centimeters.
Now, are you doing this inside or outside? This is the mom in me asking the question.
Is this safe? It's going to be done inside the classroom, but it's going to be after school. It's going to be at 6 p.m. So we'll have some adults there. Any kids that want to come in and watch are welcome to come too. And we're going to have a little bit of an event. And we're also going to be, like I say, streaming it on Facebook Live and kind of using it as a fundraising event as well. So,
how do you ensure, I mean, do you get to try more than one?
Yeah, we can try it as many times as you want. The only issue is that Guinness is very specific in their what they require if you're going to be breaking a record. And so you have to have, you know, witnesses, and you have to have video recording, and you have to have pictures from different angles. And so it really, setting up an event like this is kind of the only way to do it, so that we can kind of get all the footage that we need, all of the witnesses together and things like that. And so we'll probably put a little bit of a time restraint on it. We'll give it a go for maybe 10 minutes, see if we can break the record. And if not, maybe we'll try to reschedule, rethink, maybe try it again next year.
So are we talking like soap bubble with gas in it, right? Is that a simple way?
A soap bubble with gas inside of it, yes. That's exactly what you think. Just like you would blow a bubble, you know, with kids. With a little bubble blower that, you know, the bubbles just kind of float out. Same type of idea.
Okay. And the kids' reaction, I mean, talk about the science of this. Explain what the science is.
The science is kind of interesting, and that's one thing that I've been doing. I wanted this to be more than just a fundraiser. I wanted it to be kind of an educational experience where I could teach a few science concepts along the way to kids, try to get them interested in the science. And so, yeah, a bubble is really just kind of two separate parts. You've got the outside of the bubble, that's the container, and that's a liquid layer. You've got the inside, which is a gas. And so one of the main problems as you're trying to make a giant bubble is how do you get that liquid layer to be strong, to hold together, even when it's under quite a bit of pressure from the gas inside. And so we've been experimenting with some different materials. I actually just yesterday got in a new material called a J-Lube. It says on the ingredients that it's a polyethylene polymer dispersing agent. And so this is something that I'd read online is really good for making bubbles. And so what it's going to do, and I've kind of been doing some tests with it, it's going to help the water molecules that are kind of on the outside of that bubble hold together, stay strong so that bubble can get nice and big and won't pop. So, yeah, so we've got materials that we're working on. We're also trying to figure out, you know, what is the best way? How do we get this gas into the bubble? And so we've done some experiments. I've actually made some videos that I posted on our Facebook page going through the experiments that I've done and figuring out, you know, how do we get the gas inside the bubble? Our most recent prototype actually uses a gallon water jug duct taped to a hose, and we actually dip that in the bubble solution, cut out the bottom, dip it in the bubble solution, and blow a bubble with that. So there's a few different science things kind of going on, a little bit of engineering, a little bit of material science, and it's just kind of fun kind of thing to do something different, explore, play a little bit.
And how active are the students in helping to figure out how best to do this? Do they have a say?
Well, they're kind of involved. I've been mostly spearheading this, and so okay. I'm posting stuff online. I actually work part time in Lower Brule and part time in Detroit, and so I'm actually in Detroit right now. And so I'm kind of posting these things online, working with Zeke, who is actually in Lower Brule, on a day-to-day basis, talking with him. And, yeah, trying to get the kids involved, trying to get the larger community involved. You know, I've had some different comments from people in Lower Brule for ideas of, you know, what we could do, try to make these bubbles even bigger.
Okay, so give me the specifics. It is next Wednesday, November 1st, 6 o'clock Central Time.
Yep, 6 p.m. Central Time, yes.
Okay. Facebook,
The site is just facebook.com/Lower Brule Research.
Okay, and you said you're using this as a fundraiser. How so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a match grant from the Wellmark Foundation. The main purpose of the nonprofit is to give kids research experiences over the summer in Lower Brule. And so the Wellmark Foundation, I'd applied to a grant, and they are supplying $8,000 for funding of one of our projects this summer, as long as we raise $2,000. And so the Facebook fundraiser is trying to raise that $2,000. We're a little over halfway there. And so, yeah, we're trying to use this to kind of spur people's interest, let them know what we're doing, and hopefully get them a little bit interested in some of the science and thinking about, you know, how kids can use science over the summer to try to ask and answer questions that are important to them and their community, which is what the nonprofit is all about.
And quickly, Devin, how long before it's confirmed that it is a world record?
So Guinness takes a little bit. They say it can be about 4 months from when you send in your materials to when it actually gets confirmed. So we will have a pretty good idea the night of the event. We think that we've got a world record, but we won't actually get it confirmed probably for quite a few months afterwards.
All right, Devin, I wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kara. I appreciate it.
Devin Ryder works as a Robert Wood Johnson Culture of Health leader and focuses on the nonprofit Lower Brule Research. Again, that experiment is going to happen live on Facebook on November 1st at 6 o'clock Central Time.